We have a little time for questions.
Wan ni sa marpin. And
then in my bed,
Is it something proper for Christians in the same church or church against a church to take each other to court?
Very clearly, 1 Corinthians, I think, was it 7 or 11, tells us that we should not take another brother to court.
Jo Korintho mokuongo chala abirio kanyo ni kikwater oweto wa edoho.
I mean, he says it's better to be wronged.
Wachene ber mondo kosni
than to bring your affairs to a law court.
Moloyo kao wachi utu tero edoho.
Let's go down to the issues. So there's anger there, this problem, misunderstanding. And so you're trying to say, well, how do you handle that? It would probably be good to get another believer that both sides can trust and let them settle it.
Now he's asking, if you have already prayed about the anger, and you have actually been exalting the Lord and everything's okay, is there any need to go back to the person you are angry with, so that you go and look for that person and seek for forgiveness?
Your question is very good. You know, often when we're praying this, God will bring to your mind different things you need to do. See, what happens is you let the light in. And the Spirit of God begins to prompt you. Oh yeah, I have to talk to this person.
I
know it's very hard to forgive. Ask forgiveness. It's most because of our pride. I know, you can say, well, it's culture, it's pride. You can discuss this more on your own. But I suggest that actually, it's probably pride that has become culture. The culture represents the world in this case. Not all culture, but this aspect of it. Forgive one another. Definitely. Ask
yes.
For forgiveness. I think it's very important because I think if you have said bad words to your wife, for example, have her sit down. And you start saying, I've done, said this. It's like this, by the way. I should have cherished you. But I have treated you meanly. Here I am a believer for 20 years and I did this. I really want to become a man of God that you can respect. I ask of you to forgive me. I want to restore our relationship. By the way, I'll warn you here. you sometimes hurt people so bad, I'm not going to forgive you. Maybe they don't believe you. And you can say, if you sense them being hesitant, to say, I can understand why you won't be quick to forgive me. But this is my new person in Christ. If you need more time, that's okay. But I'm looking forward to that time that we can work together. That pastor and you, maybe as a pastor, working together. Maybe there's some stolen sheep. How are we going to work that out? I can see why you were angry and misunderstood me. I didn't speak very clearly about that time. It's because my sin. I really wanted them to come. We're struggling. My pride is struggling too. I was immature. Tell me, how can we work this through? Can our church do anything for you? Can we clean your building? Can we do something for you? Be kind. Other question?
Yes.
Your mom?
For instance, you have really, someone has really angered you, and you have not gotten that time to go back to him so that you can sort that. But immediately, he has come to you because he has also another conflict with another person. And now he's coming to you to help him solve the conflict.
And that's a great opportunity.
Oh, mano, kindi makare maduong maber mo Lord.
You can tell him, I'm learning how to handle this.
You go ne ah.
I'm not the expert. I remember that time we used to talk. And I didn't know how to handle it proper. I've been angry for many years. Can we talk about that first? If I really respected you, I would have come many years earlier. Instead of working with you, I've been working against you. I would take that opportunity from God. And from then, you can work together on that other issue.
Coming from the handout, page 34, under my composition. The second statement. Anger is not always sinful, but it usually is. Now, which one comes more weight? Is it not always sinful or it usually is?
Let me look here.
Anger is not always sinful. That's because sometimes there is a righteous anger. God says he's angry in some cases because that he is the judge and he has to carry out judgment. to those few cases where we're caring about someone else in a system of justice.
And nitiere seche moko ma ing'iyo wach bura mondo wach obed kare.
Where Jesus took whips and went into the temple.
Ma Yesu nokawo boka kendo dhi e hekalu kendo chwado ji.
But when it has to do with us, it usually is sinful.
To ka en ich wang mirima ma mar gino ma konyowa mar owuon en richo.
Because think of what anger means. I need to get back at them. It's filled with malice, bad thinking.
En gima kelo ich wang, itimo ka iyo wang kendo mirima ne mondo itimne ng'acha malich.
Instead of
kuom moloyo,
oh, I know that brother or sister hurt me. They need more love. I don't know why they're so offensive, but I'm going to be patient. This is why sometimes there is righteous anger, but that's not usually mostly the case.
Yeah, managing tire ich wang makare to en ich wang tete makare bin bedo makare.
There's a question in the back.
He's talking about the righteous anger. And in this case, maybe it is in the church. Your pastors have done some injustice to orphans or to widows and not taking care of them. How are you going to handle that?
Okay. So the first thing.
Gino mokwongo.
You're on the same side.
In kanyachiel kode.
Okay?
Yes.
You're on the same side.
Un kanyachiel.
Once you oppose each other, he's not good enough. He's not doing it right. Do you see what happens? Satan has joined that team. And that's where divisiveness comes about. Misunderstanding, malice. One time, I'll try to come back to your question. So our youth pastor, I was pastoring a church, and our youth pastor went to seminary, came back. And then he became pastor. I stepped down to start a ministry. But I still go to the church. And so I was in prayer meeting, and the pastor's leading. Thoughts come to my mind. He's not doing too good. Why am I thinking that way? I should just be praying. I try to put them out of my mind. And it happened next week. This is Satan trying to stir me up. I couldn't handle it on my own. So I went right to the pastor.
Pastor.
I said, I need you to pray for me. Once I did that, no more problem. Don't keep things in the dark. So if God's giving you one idea, He's giving someone else another idea. The pastor, another idea. And this all has to do with styles of leadership, but it has
to.
How do you get people to understand what you value?
Ere kaka inyalo keto ji mondo ng'e gigo ma chunyi ogeno.
But it never comes by opposing.
To ok onyal biro gi lweny.
I'm going to start another church.
Nadhi chako kanisa moro.
Instead, you humble your heart. You ask God, is this idea from you? Is it from Him? Is it the right time? Then you can start, if you can talk to your pastor, say, you know, I have this idea. And maybe he'll say, oh, that's a good idea. But how do we do it? Or maybe he says, nah. Be humble. Be loving. Disagreement. Don't let it stir up your anger. There's a lot we can do personally. We want to see the church do more. But you have resources. Start praying, start thinking. My brother might have more to say on this.
I don't have any more to say, but just to tell you, I don't have any more to say, but just to tell you, I don't have any more to say. Because I'm going to say, Pastor,
I'm going to tell you. Is the role of the chairman.
Yes.
And then the chairman of the council. To get in the council. They pay the poor council.
Yes.
So, Sarah, you go to the chairman. Is the council to sit down?
Yes.
Not the pastor now. Okay.
It really depends what kind of church you come from.
Or depend on the kanisa miai.
Yes, or depend on the structure of the church.
But what we are trying to say,
yeah.
If Reverend Assemble is the chairman.
Yes.
Tony Tire Mundi took a coin, if he gave it a coin.
Yes.
Toyin and Okagini, or Tiende, or Watney, or Kiddi, Watney, and all me. Give your gilgam out, Tim. Where am I? Or watch my bed or kidi it's up watch your ne angomi or putin. So we are going to start fighting. Everything angomio more watch that in it. Could look at Sechima watching a mangato with Ketu man and Inukutim and Inukitim to Luin Bedumange. Toki the T. Ilosu Kune and I don't know.
Mara na ende jamoko lo ko wa ti ko so ko ban ko
you ask what can you do?
Yeah, churches are made up different. I respect it.
About the question that he asked in the morning. So
oh, okay, all right, okay, good, good.
So, pwede ko ipunyo lang ako yung pare.
Ah, pwede na yan. At ako di second Timothy 2:24. Yan di ko. O kung inyo rin, bayan na nga kwede. O nebo, bayan na nga muwan ikinito. Kaya di ko kwede. O nebo, panya na.
He's asking second Timothy
2:24.
Yes, that a servant should not be someone who is bitter and quarrelsome.
But
if a servant is so bitter and quarrelsome, how do you help this kind of servant?
Yeah. Clearly, a very good verse.
Mano ndiko maber.
The Lord's bondservant must not be quarrelsome, but be kind to all, able to teach, patient when wrong, with gentleness, correcting those in opposition.
Timotheo Malareo.
Areo.
Sulareo.
Juan Pradeo Kadangwen.
Juan Pradeo Kadangwen. Wachokama.
And your question is how to help them?
That teacher was of Ovidere. Bed makwiny to onego obed ng'ama ng'won gi ji duto kendo obedo japuonj moloyo mohero mos.
He actually tells you how.
Kae onyisi kaka onego itim.
Verse 24, be kind.
Onyisi ni mondo ibed mamuol.
With gentleness, correcting. Verse 25, gentleness, correcting those who are in opposition.
Konene kendo Marieyo joma dagi wechene gi mon.
If perhaps God may grant them repentance.
Kamoro dipo ka Nyasaye nyalo miye chunygi lokore mondo ging'e adiera.
So let me just say a few words on my own here.
Well, what's with you?
Bitterness is such a terrible thing.
Bedo gi chuny malit en gima rach kabisa.
With bitterness, you're not going to go far as a pastor.
Mirima okinya dhi godo kaka pastor kata jaduong.
And if you're a friend,
kain ngat musiepe,
I would start by talking about how God helped me overcome some bitterness.
Anyalo chako kaloso kanya sayo konya mondo abedi agol mirima chuny.
Especially if they're older.
Moloyo to kagin jo en ja pastor maduong.
So in other words, I'm saying, you know, God really helped me. You're hoping perhaps he will hear, he will learn. But more than likely, you might have to mention some people that he seems bitter toward. And those relationships are not going well in the church. And you might say, well, do you know how to pray for this people? Again, you're trying to give opportunity for assuming a more older pastor to be able to repent. If it's younger, and you're kind of over responsible for them, you can be more direct, easier. You said, this is the way we want to operate as pastors, as leaders. Say you have a team of 6 people. You know, I think some of us have some bitterness in us. And we want God to do great things. But it says if we don't forgive, God doesn't forgive. The grace he gives us is going to stop. What are we going to do without his grace? Then you share about how God helped you overcome some bitterness. How about us, brothers? We start by forgiving everybody that hurt us. I have here a life share, right? At the end of each of the chapters on these topics, I have some questions you can discuss with others. I have some exercises that I've given here about anger, anxiety. I think you've noticed that. I haven't had time to go over them. But go through them. They will help you. And help you help others. How about we each print one for everybody? Let's go through it and everybody can talk about their own life. Who hurt you? Who hurt you? At the end, you say, who hurt Jesus? Jesus says, forgive them, for they know not what to do. Just some general answers to a big question. Make sure there's no pride. Remember, mercy triumphs over judgment. So when we're all talking about our bitterness, it's all mercy. God, we need mercy.
Becoming an Overcomer by Paul Bucknell. Session 8. Overcome Anger with Patience.
Kaka wanyalo loyo gombo kokalo kuom romo e gimawacho.
Releasing control to the Lord enables one to stand beyond the reach of anger and its hatred.
Watemo wilo mondo kar paro ni wachando kendo siko ka wan gi gombo to wamedo bedo gi teko mar romo e giwa mawango.